Thank you, and welcome to another broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Your speaker is Marlon Kilpatrick. Today I'm speaking to you on the subject, How Shall We Determine Right from Wrong? Every thought we think, every word we speak, every deed we do is either right or wrong. This is so because we must have scriptural authority for all we do, Colossians 3:17. Since this is the case, it is crucially important that we be able to determine when a given action is either right or wrong. When determining right from wrong, there are two words that need our attention. They are, one, judgment, and two, conscience. Our judgment and conscience play a crucial role in our daily affairs. What is the function of each? Our judgment on any given subject is what we think to be right or wrong. Our judgment is established by the process of education. Information we receive, our education, may be either one, true, or two, false. Just because we think a thing to be right does not necessarily make it so. The Apostle Paul thought he was right when he was persecuting the church, but he was mistaken. His information was wrong. Consequently, his deeds were wrong. Note carefully, ladies and gentlemen, our judgment does not determine what is right or wrong, but only what we think to be right or wrong. God's Word determines what is right or wrong, and since it is from God, its precepts are right and cannot be wrong. Our conscience is that faculty within us that either one, approves, or two, condemns our actions. The conscience plays no role in determining what we believe to be right or wrong. As we have seen, this is done by our judgment. God has given us our conscience to commend us when we do what we believe to be right, and to condemn us when we do what we believe to be wrong. Our judgment and conscience are two things that distinguish us from the rest of the animal world. The lower animals are motivated by their instinct, but we are motivated by our judgment and conscience. It is also true that conscience is not educated. The process of education is what produces our judgment. When its function is properly understood, that of simply commending or chiding us when we act, the conscience is truly a safe guide. Why is this the case? Because it always does what God intended for it to do. It is our judgment that so often is faulty, and that because of being misinformed. This was Paul's problem before his conversion. This is also the problem that so many have today. Why do so many honest and intelligent folks worship God in vain? You remember, it is possible for our worship to be in vain. Jesus said, "But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men," Matthew 15:9. Their conscience does not bother them when they assemble in their denominational churches for worship. Their conscience never chides them when they use mechanical music in their worship, when they observe the Lord's Supper but one time a month, when they practice tithing instead of giving as they've been prospered and purposed in their heart, or when they sprinkle babies and call this baptism. Why is it that their conscience does not bother them when they do these things that are clearly condemned in God's Word? The answer is simple. They have been misinformed about what the Bible actually teaches. This misinformation has led them to have a faulty judgment. And even though their judgment is faulty, they think they are right. But their thinking so does not change the truth of God's Word. While their conscience is clear, their judgment is wrong, and consequently they are lost. Our responsibility is to change their judgment through sound teaching. This will then lead them to have a conscience that chides them when they do wrong. This chiding, hopefully, will lead them to obey the gospel. Ladies and gentlemen, we must be able to distinguish between our judgment and our conscience. We must be able to see the difference between the two and how each of these function. Our judgment is based upon that which we believe to be right, or rather that which we have been taught to be right. And thus, our believing a certain thing to be right is based upon our education, what we've been taught. But our conscience simply approves or disapproves. It chides us when we do what we believe to be wrong, and it approves us whenever we do what we believe to be right, even though what we may be doing may be entirely in violation of God's law. We need to understand how the judgment and conscience function so that we might be able to determine what is right and what is wrong.